This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 452, 5 ways to say IELTS is easy.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, you'll learn 5 native and natural idioms to use instead of the word easy and set yourself above and beyond the other candidates. Hey there, Jessica, what's going on?
I'm just in the middle of a busy day. My mind is just sort of all over the place right now.
Mine too. It's crazy. I know, but somehow we got to find a calm in between that whole crazy storm in our heads, right? We got to find that calm. That's where meditation comes in for me personally.
I try and I fail at the whole meditation thing. What I found is I take like 5-minute reading breaks.
That's good.
And that really helps me. Like right now, I'm reading this amazing book. I would highly recommend it to everyone. It's called The Great Railway Bazaar. It's by Paul Thoreau. He's a famous travel writer. Have you heard of him?
I read that when I was like a kid, like 12 or 13. Yeah. He's a big travel writer. Yes.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's like, I think it was written in 1978. And so the characters that he describes, I'm finding just so fascinating because it's like this, it's such a picture of the world at the moment, Like the hippies that he met on the train in India and like, what was happening in Thailand at the time. And you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you're learning all about history through this travel adventure.
Yeah. I remember finding that book really inspiring and like an inspiration to go traveling, like to go riding trains and just go to Asia and just see the world. Yeah. That makes you want to go. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why it's such a good break. It like takes me away from everything for 5 minutes because I get sucked in so easily to stories that I'm just like gone for 5 minutes and then I could do other stuff.
I think that's a good idea.
I've always been amazed at how sort of like easy peasy it is for me to lose myself in stories. I think I'm lucky that way.
That is good. It's good to be able to lose yourself in something, some kind of escape, you know, and hopefully like a healthy one.
Right? It also has to be healthy. So would you say easy peasy? Do you say that?
I don't, but I know you do.
I do.
We all have our own personal style, right? But it sounds very natural to me. I bet that would that be interesting on the IELTS exam if someone said
for
that?
Sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. The subscriber on YouTube asked this question. He's like, is it appropriate to use easy peasy on the exam? Yeah, for sure. It's so natural and idiomatic, right? Mm-hmm. And easy to fit in is the key. That's why we're recommending these idioms to you today, because there are so many topics in which you could say something is easy. Talking about travel, eating, taking photographs, leisure time, I mean, studying, work. I don't know. It could fit in any answer.
Oh, and I also think there's a psychological benefit here. Like when we're asked a question and if we start off by saying, oh, that's easy or something along those lines, which we're going to learn today, it seems like our mind would kind of, it's like we're convincing ourselves it is easy. And now I'm just going to go ahead and answer it. I think there's something to that.
For sure. Yeah, definitely. Staying positive, right? I'm working on this with my son so often because it's so easy for kids to get down about stuff, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I can't have that piece of candy. Oh, I can't play with that friend. But it's this mentality that we discourage overall and on the exam, especially if you focus on the negative, right? Mm-hmm. You're answering about what you don't like or how you don't know anything about this topic. it's not going to lead you anywhere that's going to increase your score. So
exactly.
Not only is this mentally beneficial, but it does have a direct impact on your score, right? Mm-hmm. So these idioms, guys, we're going to give you 5. I want you to choose just 2. Okay. Don't make it hard on yourself. Just choose 2 of these to memorize and try and fit in your speaking practice.
Oh, I love that idea. Let's roll them out. What are they? What's the first one?
So easy peasy is number 1. Okay. And then number 2 would be, well, I think it's too common to say piece of cake. I like saying piece of pie, actually.
Really? That's interesting. Okay. I haven't heard that twist on that idiom before, but I agree. Like piece of cake. I guess the only way I would think that would sound natural is if I said like piece of cake. Ah, that's a piece of cake. But you're right. It's a little bit of a cliche. Right? It's a little bit
it
of a,
is. Yeah. But I'm not saying don't use it, because I think it still would sound natural, like especially with the pronunciation, like you said, it's a piece of cake, you know, like it's not piece of cake. It's piece of cake. But again, just an alternative piece of pie. I also like describing an easy task as being a no-brainer.
Okay. Yeah. A no-brainer. I love that. That's a good one.
What would you say, like, if you're thinking about tasks that you have to do, personal or professional, what would you describe as a no-brainer?
Oh, gosh. an example? Jeez. I'm drawing a blank right now. Something that's a no-brainer. Well, it's a no-brainer if you take the subway every day to get a monthly pass, for example, because you save a ton of money, right? You save, you don't. Yeah. Something like that.
I think that's true. I think, and not so much for tasks, but decisions, I think we use it most often, right?
Oh, definitely.
So I think that's, I think that's way more native to use it that way. So if somebody's like, what are you going to do tonight? And I'm going to be like, oh, well, the founder is on Netflix and I've been wanting to see it. So like, that's a no-brainer. I'm going to watch that.
Yeah. I mean, it's if we think about it literally, it means it's a decision that doesn't require our brain because it's so clear.
Exactly.
It's so obvious. So that should be, I love that expression too, actually. We could do a whole episode on that in the All Ears English podcast. We probably will, because I love it. I love that expression.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Decisions that are no-brainers. Oh, that would be fun to brainstorm.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That would be fun. Hey guys, Jessica here. If you would like access to the same strategies and system of practice that has helped so many students get past IELTS and on to their future goals, check out the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. So I think as far as describing an easy task, the next one is better. You can do something in your sleep. Like, this is something you do all the time that it's automatic. You don't have to think about it. Let's see. I'm looking at a picture of my son on my desk. So he's like forefront in my mind. All my examples are about James today. Get our morning routine or our nighttime routine I could do in my sleep, let's say, right? Because it's just these, like, you wake up, get dressed, brush your teeth, like eat breakfast, brush your teeth. You know, there's certain routines that you do that are just like cemented.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I could do it in my sleep, or even like tying your shoes or riding a bike. It's, you know, something that's so obvious and simple, we don't think about it.
Yeah. So any routines, guys, right? Tasks that are really daily routines for you, you could say, it's so easy, I could do it in my sleep. I've never heard a student say that, I don't think.
Wow. So that would really push people, you know, up into that higher score range, because it's unique.
Sure.
Other students aren't saying it. I mean, maybe other students are like spitting off phrases from an ESL phrase list that doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel natural, right? But you guys are not going to be doing that. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And so the last one, guys, it's not, I guess it's not a direct parallel expression for easy, but it's on the same wavelength, I would say. So if you're describing something you know very well, right? Like in detail, it's just, you know everything about it, like your neighborhood or your hometown or, you know, whatever. You could say you know it like the back of your hand. I've always found that to be like a weird idiom, but it's common. People say it.
Yeah, no, I like that one too. Very common. yeah, and this could be, I suppose, are there any questions on the speaking test where you're asked to describe like the geography of somewhere or a neighborhood or the layout of something? Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. So it's a common part one question to have to talk about your hometown. So that's an easy one to fit in there. And I think like leisure time or free time, right? Like places that you like to go to a lot. Like I would say the Academy Theater down the street from my apartment. I know that place like the back of my hand. Like we're there all the time. I know exactly where the straws are, where I've been to the projection room. You know what I mean? So like which chair, which painting is here? I really know that place like the back of my hand. So this could fit into hometown, travel, leisure time. I think all of these today are really good for basically any of the speaking part one topics. And then part two as well, if you're describing places or experiences or events, you could easily use these there.
Yeah. So we want to encourage. So is this something that we would just throw in as we're beginning to answer the question generally? Jessica, is that what you would recommend as we're just kind of opening up our answer?
Yeah, I think that would be good, or else you're going to be worrying about when to use it all the time, right? And you're going to be like freaking out about vocabulary. So I think that's a really good strategy, is to have a couple idioms that you will use as introductions.
Yeah.
Like a general description of the event, the task, or the place. I think that's a really good strategy, actually.
I think that's really solid. It'll tick a box in your mind and also in the examiner's mind, right? And it'll probably like incline the examiner a little bit more like, oh, ooh, maybe this student, you know, has a nice vocabulary, right?
True.
Love that.
Yeah, exactly. Put that examiner in the 7-8 range frame of mind immediately. Oh, like first impressions, right? I mean, huge. They matter.
They matter. Even though, you know, it's an objective test and, you know, it's a rigorous, I'd say like well-checked test, but first impressions matter. We've talked about that on this show before. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, totally. So guys, definitely write two of these down and practice using them as introductions in part one and part two.
So good. Good episode. I like this. Such a good tip. So guys, and again, if you want more than just tips, if you want that step-by-step system, check out our course, right, Jessica? Where can they go to check it out?
Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Yeah. You could see all the amazing scores there, guys. Read student stories about their experience in the course, what it did for them, how it got them their scores. And then on that same page, you can get into the course and you can also choose the personal coach package where you get some classes with me one-on-one on Skype.
Yeah, so good. More and more people are getting in the course. More and more people are choosing personal coach because it's a smart option, right? To have Jessica to sit down with and just check your work and go through, get those tips. It's so valuable, right? In the week before the exam. So good. Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic. I've had, I think, 4 classes just today.
Whoa.
With students in our course. Yeah. So,
okay, that's great.
we're helping people in real time here, guys.
That's awesome. Oh, very cool. Good to hear it. All right. Awesome. So we are out of here for today, but this has been a great episode. Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, super fun. Thank you, Lindsay.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.